I knew I was going to play a bit more than what I'd been playing with the injuries that we had, and Trev gives all of us all the confidence in the world to come in and contribute and play our role and just try to do my best out there.
It took you 3 or 4 games to get those first points on the board, then you got a couple of free throws in the next game, you hit your first 3, and now things seem to be starting to fall into place. Do you start to feel a bit more comfortable out there now?
I was just trying to get the monkey off my back and get my first bucket out there, and I was able to do that a couple of games ago, and then just with what's taken place, it's given me a bit more opportunity, so you get out there a bit more, get a few more looks and opportunities, and you just got to take the most of the opportunity and run with it.
Team obviously needs a 3-point shooter. Do you see that this role you can really grab hold of?
That's what I've kind of worked on throughout my last couple of years, is trying to be able to knock down shots and coming off screens and whatnot, and just trying to provide energy out there.
So when you realise the door's open for you, how much did your boost in confidence
As a shooter, you kind of got a bit of a no conscience out there. Like, it's got to shoot it. You're not going to hit every shot, but that's your job out there. Create space for the floor and spread it out for other guys to drive and penetrate. And I think that's what I can do and help the team out with it.
So a lot of guys have been shown that they can now step up because of the senior guys who are out. What's it been like amongst that entire group to realise that this is your chance?
Anybody's going to get the opportunity on any given day, no matter who's out there. And I mean, we obviously felt like we let one slip the other day out there, even though we were undermanned, but just a few things here and there that we can clean up so that it doesn't become a habit.
But now your two leaders, obviously Damo and Jared, spend a lot of time carrying the ball, the leaders defensively. Do you take on that responsibility to try to step up both ends of the floor without them?
Yeah, I mean, Damo and Jared do so much on both ends of the floor, and it's not up to them to dictate that all the time. I mean, everybody has to be able to do that from time to time, and I think as other guys get a bit more experienced out there, it will be a lot more easier for us. And I think Corbin did a great job the other night, and obviously hadn't been practicing for a while, but I think just got to keep rolling with it, and no matter who's out there, give it 100%, because that's what Trev asked for, and we'll be all right.
You've waited a while to get a chance in the NBL. What's it been like to firstly come into the club for the first time and now get the taste of it on the court?
It's a great opportunity being able to play in front of Perth fans and for such a great club. I think I said this earlier, if any kid coming out of college wanted to play for a team where they're going to learn how to be successful, this is the club to be at. So I'm grateful for the opportunity. I'm just going to keep rolling with it and work hard and see what happens.
Adelaide on Saturday night. Jerome Randall's a handful. Nathan Sophie's becoming a handful. How do you see them as an opponent?
They're a tough opponent. They're on a roll, and they got a couple of guys who are playing pretty well, kind of with the same situation. They've had somebody go down. Other guys have had to step up. Obviously, we're playing at home now, so they'll give us a bit more confidence out there. And if we can fix the little things and just do the things that Trev asked us to do, we should be all right out there.